On behalf of Bhujan Prabhu and Jagatarini Mataji, I want to welcome you for your 64-round stay here at Tirthakadamba. Srila Rupa Goswami was residing and had two or three services which he did, or two or three occupations. The Goswamis put chant the holy name. They would be in an ocean of chanting, and they would remember the holy name while they were chanting. They wrote many beautiful ashtakams in which they shared their realized visions of Sri Krishna. These realized visions came to them in their bhajan. But then they were also engaged for the welfare of the human beings by writing down guidebooks how to obtain the rare treasure of bhakti. Srila Rupa Goswami's two very famous guidebooks are the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and the Upadishamrita, the Nectar of Devotion and the Nectar of Instruction. It is here where we hope to get a lot of wind in our sails or extra bhakti shakti to complete our effort to chant extra rounds. Now, everything which you do under duress or stress is called avyagrata. And Hari Bhakti Vilas mentions that the chanting of the Maha Mantra should not be done under duress or stress, but with a joyful feeling. When Gopal Singh ruled the kingdom of Vishnupur, he demanded that everyone, including the hard-working farmers who had to rise early and then stay all day for farming work on the field, the king Gopal Singh demanded that everyone, including these farmers, would complete 64 rounds each day. Now imagine that there is a simple farmer who has been on the field all day and then comes home, and he has to fear that there is a spy hiding somewhere who watches if he chants his rounds. He will chant the rounds under avyagrata or duress. The great stress that if I could only complete 64 rounds, there will be a bad consequence and I will be oisted out of the kingdom and resettled somewhere in the jungle, and so on. So today is our rounds day, our japa day, but we certainly do not want to chant under stress, because any devotional activity which is done under stress ends in a fiasco. Just imagine you would meet with a friend and you would say, yes, let's go deep in our conversation. We only have 26 and a half minutes for this. How much stress would be in the conversation? How little success would there be, or little chance would there be that there would be a meeting of hearts? So when you do japa and you think, well, I really have to finish the 64 rounds in so and so many hours, there is only very little effect or very little usage in this. And this we really wish to avoid. To avoid, chant in a joyful sense, I would like to give you a wonderful hope, I want to refer you to a discussion between Sri Krishna himself and his dear devotee Uddhava. Sri Krishna in this discussion revealed his heart. He said, Uddhava, there are many different processes. There's yoga, there's following the complex rituals of the Vedas, the Karmakanda, there's Jnana, there are the mystical cities. But all these are done because the individual followers of the path have different desires, and by following their paths, they want to fulfill their desire. The yogis want mystic potencies, the jnanis want liberation, the kamis want wealth and sense enjoyment, and that's why they perform these activities. These different people are not as dear to me as there is as the devotee is dear to me, who's simply trying to fix his intelligence and mind in me only, like it is done when he chants the holy name, my holy name. Uddhava, you must know that those who fix their mind in me and want to please me are the most dear people, and they share a happiness or have a happiness which is not understandable by the followers of all the other paths. Because these devotees think of me and fix their mind in me, they associate with me, who has a beautiful smell, whose sound is very beautiful. When I talk, my voice is very beautiful. Krishna explains, these devotees who associate with me have the most valuable object of satisfaction. They have me, and therefore they are happy. They can be compared with a rich man who has a huge amount of wealth bound in his cloth. Wherever this rich man goes, there will be a festival. He can purchase good bedding, good food, good entertainment. He can even be a good person by being charitable to others. Wherever this rich man goes, even if he goes in the desert, there will be a beautiful tent, a nice grape juice on his table, a good bedding which he can afford, and many servants who follow everything. So if someone just fixes his mind on me, he has the greatest wealth, because wherever he is, there is my beautiful form, there is my beautiful instructions. He, in his meditation, can even smell my beautiful fragrance. Hare Krishna. And then Krishna is not satisfied with what he said. He said, the best path is really to drop individual desire and just focus on me, as it is done in Japa and in Kirtan. And these people who do so associate with me and therefore are the most happy people. They are not in anxiety like the practitioners of the other paths who think, will this be successful or not? But he is not satisfied by saying this. He wants to go so far to explain what he feels about these devotees. And he tells to Uddhava, listen, Uddhava, you are more dear to me than Brahma, Shiva, Sankarshan, or even Lakshmi. And by saying, Uddhava, you are more dear to me than all these others, he wants to say, all devotees, you are my dear devotee, but I'm speaking to all the devotees who are represented by you, who is a Bhakta. Now Uddhava might ask, my Lord, are you sure that your devotee is dear to you than Brahma? Brahma is your firstborn son. Are you sure that you like me more than Shiva? Shiva always meditates on you and has huge tapasya. Are you sure that your devotee is dearer to you than Balaram? Balaram is your older brother. Are you sure that your devotee is even dearer to you than Lakshmi, who is your own wife? And Krishna says, yes, my devotee is more dear because of two things. These other devotees are already perfect. But my devotee is struggling to overcome obstacles. And just like a rich man who sees a needy beggar who has maybe pus around his eyes, who says, Bhikshu Dehi, give me something. With trembling fingers, he announces his helplessness. I need. I will live 2 more hours or 3 more hours if you don't give me some rotis, some chapatis, and some sabji maybe, and if you want a little milk. You know, a rich man who sees a beggar who is absolutely helpless and dependent on him will sometimes forsake his own comfort and even the comfort of his children. He would say, do we have an extra, do we have a blanket? What was cooked today? Do we have something to eat in the kitchen? Bring all this to this needy man. So because I see my devotees are helpless, my devotees are overcoming, struggling with obstacles as they try to fix their mind on me, I feel especially inclined in my heart, and I will give them very soon my bhakti. I see. How do you feel when someone is struggling with obstacles to come to the Govardhan retreat? We as teachers, we feel, wow, there are some devotees from the Ukraine. They have maybe gotten some donations to come. That means their grandmother will not take butter a whole year just so that their grandson can come to the Holy Name retreat. We feel, my God, we feel more inclined. This is such a good devotee. I can buy easily a ticket from Germany to here, but they have come under great duress. So therefore, one feels more inclined. So Krishna declares to Arjuna, I like Krishna declares to Uddhava, I feel special sympathy for those devotees who come and fix their mind in me only. They have given up other desires like those who are on the yogic path, on the karmic path, or the jnana path. I also feel more for them than even for my other exalted devotees, because these devotees are still overcoming obstacles. A cough is an obstacle, maybe, or cold temperature. Or just a while ago I saw Sri Ram. He was standing in the shadow and his body was shaking from cold. I said, Sri Ram, you must now go on the other side of this kund. Please sit in the sun, and only when you are sufficiently warmed, then you please come, not before. So this is Krishna feels much more for all of us who are struggling. And I believe if you meditate like this, I'm chanting now the name of my Lord, who is feeling so much for his devotees, who understands my difficulties to focus, my toilet problem which I may have in India, my mind which is a very unused to long periods of japa and concentration. Krishna sees this. And if you remain determined and fixed, then Krishna will just give you something. So my devotees, my request to you is this: on your 64 rounds day, don't focus on the number 64. Don't think, I must complete this. Don't, on your 64 rounds day, chant with avyagrata and stress. But think about the Lord, who is satisfied by your determined endeavor to fix your mind on Him by fixing yourself on the holy name. Think like this, and there will be more love in your heart. There will be more gratefulness in your heart. There will be more of a connection between you and Lord Krishna. We will now just go through what we have learned in the in two workshops, or in what we have learned from Burijam Prabhu in his guided things. I request you to sit properly. Then I request you to now focus your mind on your effort. There are two prayers which we learned yesterday. Those of you who wish to have them can have them sent by the email to them. One prayer says, the beautiful son of Nanda Maharaj stands in a threefold bending form. His fingers are posed over his flute, and he is surrounded by the circle of the gopis. Oh, my Japamala, I implore you, this is the second prayer, please remove the obstacles in my Harinam Japa, and please grant me service to Radha and Krishna. Please start your chanting now. Know that Rupa Goswami, who is eternally residing in his place of bhajan, will be hearing you. Notice that Krishna Balaram, the lords of this Nandagram area in which we chant, are hearing and watching you. And I request you, chant in such a way that you make your sound, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and know that Krishna and Balaram hear your sound. And they are very, very mercifully inclined towards you. If you want, you can even think about the smile of Krishna, which is done in the by those who meditate on his Rupa, in Rupa Chintamani, that is explained. But connect with Krishna, chant for Krishna, and start now. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna.